Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There are many situations in life that can kind of shake our confidence in ourselves, or we may not feel confident at all at certain times. There was an article on LinkedIn.com entitled, Nine Qualities of Truly Confident People, and it's by Dharmesh Shah, and it's from June 6th, 2013. Here they are. Are you ready? Number one, they take a stand not because they think they are always right, but because they are not afraid to be wrong. He says that truly confident people often admit they're wrong or don't have all the answers. Number two, they listen 10 times more than they speak. He says that bragging is a mask for insecurity. Truly confident people are quiet and unassuming. They already know what they think. They want to know what you think. And one way he said that they do this, which was kind of interesting, is that they ask open-ended questions. So they ask questions that give someone an opportunity to talk about themselves instead of just answering yes or no. Number three, they duck the spotlight so it shines on others. He says truly confident people don't need the glory. They know what they've achieved, so they stand back and celebrate their accomplishments through others. They stand back and let others shine. Number four, they freely ask for help. He says that confident people are secure enough to admit a weakness. Number five, they think, why not me? He says they don't wait. They don't wait to be promoted, to be hired, to be selected, or to be chosen. He says, like the old Hollywood cliche, to somehow be discovered. Rather, very quietly, without calling attention to themselves, they just go out and do it. Number six, he says they don't put other people down. People who like to gossip or speak badly of others often do so because they hope by comparison to make themselves look better, he says. Number seven, they aren't afraid to look silly. He says they don't mind occasionally being in a situation where you aren't at your best. Have you ever had a situation like that? Maybe you're in a social setting and something slightly awkward or disastrous happens? That's interesting he would name that as one of the qualities that these people don't mind occasionally not being at their best. Number eight, he says they own their mistakes. And number nine, they only seek approval from the people who matter. He talks about how you might have a lot of friends on Facebook and Twitter, but the most important people in your life are the few good friends that you can really trust. Isn't that the truth? Social stats don't determine the value or the worth of our friendships. So the question I have is, how do we develop confidence if perhaps that's something that we struggle with? There's one suggestion that I'd like to share with you today, and this is from Elder Glenn L. Pace, who was in the First Quorum of the 70, and this is from a talk he gave in General Conference, January of 2005, and it's entitled Confidence and Self-Worth. Here's what he said in his own words.
Occasionally, we need to step back from the details of our lives and reacquaint ourselves with the big picture. One summer night while I was vacationing with my family in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park, I happened to look up at the sky and was overwhelmed by the clarity of the stars and the magnitude of the universe. I wondered how long it had been since I had lain on my back, stared at the sky, and let the concept of eternity and the glory of God's creations wash over me. Sometime later, I read the words of Elder John A. Widsoe, 1872 to 1952, which brought back some feelings of that night. Earth, stars, and the vastness of space, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the endlessly increasing knowledge of the relations of forces, present an illimitable universe of numberless phenomena. Only in general outline can the universe be understood. In its infinite variety of expression, it wholly transcends the human mind. In the midst of this complexity, man finds himself, as he progresses from childhood to manhood, and as his slumbering faculties are awakened, he becomes more fully aware of the vastness of his universe and of the futility of hoping to understand it in detail. Nevertheless, conscious man cannot endure confusion. Out of the universal mystery, he must draw at least the general controlling laws that proclaim order in the apparent chaos. And especially is he driven by his inborn and unalterable nature to know, if possible, his own place in the system of existing things.
In that last line, he asks, "What is our place in this vastness of existing things?" Do you ever wonder that? What we do know is that we are children of God. We are His. He loves us. And knowing that can help give us confidence that we are loved and important in His eyes. I hope you feel loved because you are. That is something to feel confident about. That's the message that I'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day today is "Help My Unbelief," featuring Jenny Phillips. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
Help thou my own.